Sometimes, all you need is a little hope, a little push, and little encouragement to get out there and make a difference. I'm Rishika Jayaprakash, back at it with Little Helpers, Big Inspirations. So are you ready to get inspired today? Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Little Helpers, Big Inspirations. Today we have another amazing, wonderful girl with us today, and I'm going to let her introduce herself. Hi, Gabby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
So my name is Gabby, and I have a baking business called Gabby's Goodies for Good, where I bake different treats and donate all of my profits to charity.
That's awesome. So what kind of goodies do you bake?
I bake all sorts of things like cookies, brownies, blondies, shortbread, cakes, cupcakes, pretty much anything you can think of, I can make it.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. How did you get started?
When I was 9, I was listening to my baking idol, Duff Goldman, on TV, and he was talking about donating No Kid Hungry. So I told my mom, when I'm older, I want to have a business where I donate all my profits to charity, or at least a good portion of them. She's like, you could start now. So when I was 9, I started my business, and from there, it's just kind of taken off and gotten all these roads. It's been really cool.
That is really, really cool. Has baking like all been always something that you're interested in, or was it just like something that started when you were 9 as well?
Yeah, so I've always loved baking. It's always been a passion of mine. My mom always had me in the kitchen. I baked with my grandparents. I baked with my dad, everyone. I've just always been in the kitchen and loved that type of environment.
Mm-hmm. And I know you said you donate all your profits to charity and stuff, but how exactly do you create change in the community? Are there like specific charities you donate to, or how exactly does that work?
Yeah, so I'll pick a charity. Usually I'll bake something for a month, or I'll do a big fundraiser event type thing. Mm-hmm. And then be like, if it's a cancer awareness month, then I've donated a lot to pediatric cancer. Or if it's, we had one of my teachers, her daughter had cerebral palsy, and so I helped donate a ton of money so that she could get a surgery. She needed to walk, which was super incredible to see. Now she's walking around and it's just super cool. And then I've donated to a lot of animal organizations.
That sounds amazing. I think that's so great that you've been able to do all of that just to give back to the community. See, I'm not a baker myself. I go into the kitchen sometimes, but usually I kind of like cooking things. I can't really work the oven, so I guess that's my main thing. So I'm not really a big baker, but to see that you're able to like do all of that with just like the baking business and give back to the community, I think that's great. So what exactly is your favorite thing to bake? Like, tell me more about the baking aspect of it.
I think one of them is chocolate crinkle cookies. It's like a really rich fudgy cookie with powdered sugar on top, and they have little cracks. They're super good. I actually made them for Robert Irvine, and I made some for Buddy Velastro, which was very, very cool to be able to meet Robert. And then I love making brownies because I'm a big chocolate fan. Mm-hmm. And it's just super fun to just whip it up and then get this big pan of brownies that you can eat after. It's so nice.
Yes, that does sound really, really cool. So how exactly is there like anything super exciting that you've been able to do? I know you just mentioned this, but anything super exciting, like opportunities that you've come across through your baking business?
So some opportunities that I've had is I won the Prudential Spirit of Community Service Award for the state honoree level of New Hampshire, where I live. And I got to go to the Prudential Spirit. It was a remote conference because it was during COVID. It was super cool. And we got to meet all sorts of amazing kids and just so many people. It's just a really cool experience. And then I've also won the Presidential Hours Award. I believe that's the name of it, 2 times, which is really cool, where it honors kids who've donated their time and service to the community. And then I've also gotten to meet Greg from the Morning Buzz, which is a big radio show up here in New Hampshire. And through Greg, I've gotten to meet Robert Irvine. I got to FaceTime Buddy Velastro, and I've gotten to work with the Adam Ezra Group, where we all come together. We have a ramble, and it's this big music festival where all the profits go to help homeless veterans get off the streets and into safe and affordable housing, which is super cool to see.
That sounds amazing. And remind me again, what year did you win your Prudential Award?
2021.
2021. Okay, because I won the Prudential Award in 2020 for Ohio. So I think I think that was really cool. I actually won it for Ohio as like the middle level volunteer. So I think that's something really cool that we can connect about.
Is it so, really cool?
Yes, definitely. What were you saying?
I don't know, just that.
It is. I think like even though it was virtual, because ours was also virtual, obviously, because it was the 2020 year. But I mean, as fun as it would have been to go in person, I thought the virtual celebration, like, I'm not really sure how they did it for a year here, but our year was 2 days. And what they did was the first day you like they put you into small breakout rooms, and then you would like talk about just like some icebreakers, and then you had to like bring like a quote or like something that represented you. And I remember like, so Little Helpers, a lot of what we do is giving back, it's got a spreading kindness and inspiring kids to do the same. So I had like a lot of little toys, because at that time like it was like right during when COVID hit, right? So a lot of what we did was giving toys to Cincinnati Children's, which is like a local hospital here. So I know I had like toys and quotes, and I thought that was like a really fun experience. And then the next day we had like a couple speakers, and then they actually like had like that whole like 20 minute, or I think it was probably longer, video with like everyone's name on it. I thought that was like one of the coolest things ever. How did they do that for you?
Yeah, so we had, I think it was like 3.5 days or it was 3 days. The first day was breakout rooms, but it was only for a few hours late at night, which was hard because everyone was tired, and like people way far ahead of me or behind me in the country were like half asleep. But it was such a fun thing. It was like the breakout rooms, getting to know people, and you got kind of like a group leader, and then you got to talk to different kids. And then the next day we got to bring an item that represented what we did. So I brought like a spatula and a little like fake check thing that I make when I go to do my donations, which was super fun. And I feel like we made really good friends that way with the people in your group, because like totally unique experience. And you're just talking to this random stranger who you kind of become friends with in 20 minutes because you're connecting about like how you help others. So cool to me. And then the last day, it was the award ceremony, getting to have so many different cool speakers talk to you and motivate you. And then the really cool video. That was awesome to see that.
Yeah, so we actually, our year, we also got, like, along with the medal and stuff, we got, like, a $2,500 grant because of, like, the COVID year. Did you guys also receive that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I know that was also, like, really nice, you know, kind of just made up for the fact that we couldn't go to D.C., but at least this way, we were at least able to help more people, because I know that grant did help, like, Little Helpers to kickstart off our COVID project, which is just all about, like, buying like gift cards from local businesses and donating to families in need and like helping with food pantries and stuff. So I thought that was pretty cool. So as obviously, you know, like Little Helper's motto is to inspire. So I know you told us about your baking idol, but who are you inspired by?
I think I'm inspired by a few different people. Definitely my parents for helping me kind of show me to keep going and push through challenges, but also by all the people who like put a little negativity, be like, you can't do this, or like, you're too young or whatever, to kind of show them like, hey, I can do this. Like, I'm going to make an impactful change, and I'm going to do it the best that I can. And I might not be the biggest name out there, but at least I'm making a difference in doing what I love. And that's most important to me, is just helping others and just making that change. I think some other people that definitely impact me, definitely Duff Goldman. I don't really know. There's just, the Adam Ezra definitely inspires me. They do a lot of work for homeless veterans, and they really got me into that field of getting them off the streets and into housing. And it's the New England Center and Home for Veterans is where all the money goes to. And just seeing the center and all the things down in Massachusetts, it's so impactful and inspiring to just get a change and like light that fire under your feet.
I think that's really amazing, because I like how you talked about the people that inspire you are also the people that help you grow. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure any kid out there that leads like a nonprofit or a business, they've all experienced that. I feel like that's just like a common thing, which, because especially with the challenges and stuff, I feel like sometimes where there's just a lot of adults that just don't believe in what we're doing, and that like obviously we're too young or we can't make an impact. But sometimes I also feel like, I'm not sure if you've experienced this, but sometimes I feel like even our peers, like sometimes the people just around us, they like sometimes they are supportive, but sometimes they're not really like, oh, I think this is just for like fame or stuff like that, even though we all know like truly it's from our good heart just to like give back. So I'm not sure if you experience that, but sometimes I think it's interesting to like see how even sometimes it's hard to connect with the people around us, like even in our age group.
Yeah, I feel like you talk to people and they just see like the publicity side of it or the fame side of it, when really all we want to do is just inspire and help people grow and become their better selves.
Yes. And what is something that you would like to say for any kid out there or any just like aspiring bakers that don't know where to start?
I say just get out there, try new recipes, find your like niche, find something you're passionate about and just run with it. Even if you're like, I'm not sure if this will work, like I had no clue what I was doing when I started it. I was just baking stuff and selling and being like to my SPC, I was like, can I donate this to you? And they're like, of course. So like, just get started and you'll find the people that you can connect with and that will help you and support you. And when you find those people, really make great, strong connections with them, hold on to them and just find your good group of people who are going to support you and just do it no matter what, no matter who tells you otherwise, you've got it and just keep going.
That's really nice. Are there any specific obstacles that are challenges that you face throughout your journey that you have any advice, like just for any other one?
I think definitely COVID was brutal for everyone. I couldn't be baking things for people because I couldn't be seeing them because of how like we were all in such strict isolation that I couldn't see anyone. And so I ended up making YouTube videos and posting them on my Facebook and on my Instagram and on YouTube to try to show people like, hey, even though I can't be making this for you, watch me bake, or let me show you a little bit of the behind the scenes. And I was able to raise a ton of money through fundraising through those YouTube videos. And then I also would say I've dealt with either sicknesses over the years or getting injured and had like a pretty substantial surgery. But just being like, even though I love what I'm doing, sometimes you do have to take that step back and pause, focus on yourself, and then regroup and come back to your business or your whatever you're doing, because you need that time for yourself so that you can get better and then you can greater impact everyone around you once you're back and ready.
I really like your last point about that, because what grade are you going to again?
I'm going to be a sophomore. So
10. A sophomore. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to be a junior, and I've noticed this like after my sophomore year, because my freshman year was online because of COVID. So from online to like in-person, because sophomore year was in-person for me, it was just like a really big jump. It was kind of like more of how high school really works. So I thought that was pretty challenging for me. And to kind of balance like having a nonprofit, helping others, and like school and all the other activities all at once, I thought that was kind of hard. So I think I love what you said about how you need to like take some time for yourself so that you can go back and grow others better. Like, I thought that was a really nice way to put that. So everyone who's listening out there, always remember that as important it is to take care of others, it's also important to take care of yourself. I really love that message. So what are your big upcoming future plans or anything exciting you have going on right now?
So at the end of August, I have the Ramble with the Adam Ezra group again. It's a huge music festival. I'm super excited, and I'm like releasing more information as we get that. And then I'm also going to be doing a few like every week baking cupcakes for a few businesses. I can't say who yet, but it'll be pretty fun, and like distributing treats. And I'm hopeful. I've had to take a little step back just to kind of relax, take time for myself, but now to just get back full swing summer and be baking a lot of treats and selling them. And just, I'm hopeful to get back. And I'm also hopeful to like revamp my YouTube channel, hopefully.
That's awesome. Do you have any other fun summer plans?
I think I'm going to Puerto Rico for a week, so I might be meeting a few people there, which will be really cool. And then not too much, but I think it'll just be fun to relax and be able to focus on helping others.
That's awesome. And where do you see your business, just you and your business, just like 5 to 10 years from now? Do you see like anything like particularly awesome? I know you're going to do great and grow a lot. I'm sure, like, I can't wait. Like, anytime I stop by New Hampshire, I'll be sure to order something from you, because I know kind of a far distance right now, but yeah.
I think 5 to 10 years, I'm hoping I'm still doing some form of charity work. Personally, I don't know where my business will stand, if I'll still have it or not, but I know whatever I'm doing, I'll be doing stuff for charity. I'll still be doing my best towards awareness. And if possible, I'll still have my business and still be doing that as kind of a side thing and just growing it as big as I can. Because the more I can grow it, the more people I can help and impact and get them the resources they need. I also could see going down like a video production route when I'm older, possibly interior design, even though it's not much with my business, but just going into a lot of creative aspects. And I feel like my business has helped me see that as a person, because when I first started, I was super shy, would not do any interviews with anyone. But now I've like been doing all these interviews and it's super cool. And then another thing is just like growing as a person, seeing like, I don't know what I'll become, but I know I want to do it for charity. So I think it'll be really cool, whatever it is.
That's awesome. And I can see you doing something totally creative and amazing in the future. And I like how you said like, how like the nonprofits or any businesses we lead, it's not just about like the product, what we sell, what we do to give back. It's also the way that we're able to grow throughout. Cause I also started my nonprofit when I was 9. So I know like back then, like I could barely like write emails to reach out to people just at like the young age. But now like I've grown so far where it's just like, oh, just an email. It takes like, just like after all the experience and stuff, I think that's also a really valuable aspect of like having a nonprofit or a business. It's just all the experience you get and all the connections you get to make.
And you grow so much and meet so many amazing people. Like we get to meet all these amazing kids around the country and it's just so cool.
Yes, I completely agree. So just to wrap up, I usually have one pretty fun question just to answer. So I have had a couple of bakers on my show already. And I know I've asked them like, what is your, like, what kind of flavor would you be? Or what kind of like baking utensil would you be? But I'm gonna ask you something kind of different. So what kind of baking ingredient would you be? Or what is like your like go-to, like if you were stuck on an island with two baking ingredients. Yeah, let's do this one. You were stuck on an island with two baking ingredients. What would you be stuck with?
I feel like I love chocolate so much. So I might say like a really good dark chocolate and maybe, I don't know, some sort of like protein, even like cream cheese maybe, or flour, because I know you could do a lot with flour.
Could you whip up something in just like two ingredients?
If you had the right ones, probably.
Well, hopefully you don't have to experience being stuck on an island with chocolate and cream cheese, but I guess that'd be kind of fun. Maybe like find something on the island, add it.
Yeah.
But, like make like an open fire, start baking like cupcakes or something in the middle of nowhere.
I know you can do things with 5 ingredients. I've done like 5-ingredient mug cakes, which are super fun.
Oh yeah, that does sound fun. Cause you know, sometimes it's just like when you're lazy and you don't want to like go through the whole process of like putting it through
them. And I think that's really little fun. Flour, little sugar. You got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you once again for being on my show. Is there anything else you wanted to just talk about? Kind of any other stuff for the listeners?
I just say thank you for having me and just keep doing what you're doing. And like we're both making such cool changes and just use that to grow and light that fire however you can.
Thank you so much. And just so that our listeners can reach out to you or connect with you from wherever they're listening, would you like to just tell us if you have like any website, social media handles, anything like that? I just want to mention it now.
So GabbysGiddiesForGood.com, it's GABI. And then Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all that fun jazz.
Awesome. So I'm sure they will be able to connect with you out there. And as always, don't forget to follow Little Helpers on Instagram, Twitter. We actually do have a YouTube channel with all our podcasts. So definitely go check that out and then check this out on Spotify, obviously. And another cool thing is you will officially be on Little Helpers Wall of Inspirations. Yay. That's always exciting. So yeah, You'll definitely get to see that as soon as like the podcast goes up. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's so cool.
Awesome. Thank you once again for being on the show. And that's it, folks. Until next time, thank you for listening to Little Helpers, Big Inspirations. Bye. I hope you were inspired by today's awesome Little Helper. Check out our website, littlehelpers2015.org. And remember to stay kind, spread that inspiration, and radiate those good vibes. Bye.